Your name?
Douglas Birkenfeld.
Douglas Birkenfeld, today you took part in a ceremony. The National Whistleblower Assembly gave an award for Tax Whistleblower of the Year to your brother, Bradley Birkenfeld. Talk about what he did to deserve that award, to earn that award, and why he wasn't here to accept it in person.
Well, what he did to deserve this award was to blow the whistle on the largest international tax scheme that was being employed by the big Swiss bank UBS against the United States. They had a scheme that was going on for several years, starting from before he even was working there. And when he discovered a document internally that basically said everything that that division was doing was illegal, he confronted his superiors on that, and they just told him not to talk about it and stop causing trouble. So he was not satisfied with that answer because he saw a real discrepancy between their actual practices and the stated the document that stated that everything they were doing was illegal. So he demanded answers, didn't get them, resigned from the bank, came to the United States and advised the Department of Justice, the SEC, the IRS, and the United States Senate what UBS was doing, how they were doing it, and how they tried to conceal it. And what has resulted from this? UBS has already admitted in court in a public document that they were engaged in illegal activity from 2000 all the way to 2007. They've paid a $780 million fine. They have fired the entire executive management of the bank in Switzerland, and the list goes on. They're supposed to be giving up thousands of names of account holders over there, American citizens with accounts. That remains to be seen. We'll see if that's going to work or not. But we expect over $1 billion to be coming back into the United States Treasury as the result of my brother's actions, period. That's why he's entitled to this award, and that's why he deserves the recognition.
So you have already more than $750 million has come back to the U.S. Treasury because of your brother's actions. Yet, why wasn't he here to accept that award in person today?
Well, the Department of Justice officials, actually, when they found out he was a whistleblower, actually, before they even knew his name, before they knew what country he was coming from, what bank he was going to be reporting on, they knew he was a whistleblower, and they were openly hostile toward him from before they even knew who he was. The correspondence back and forth between the Justice Department, and we're talking about the tax division of the Bush Department of Justice now. This is back in 2007. They were openly hostile toward him, and it was clear from the get-go that they were efforting to target him because he is a whistleblower. And that's become apparent now after the fact. And so what they did was they took all of his information. They promised him that, yes, if he's credible, he'll get immunity. But then they backed out of that and said, no, we don't think, for whatever reason, you know, that just nonsense what they gave as an excuse. And they turned around and they decided to charge him with one count of conspiring to assist in somebody's tax evasion, which is absolutely, you know, when you think about it, it's absurd. The person who exposed the entire scandal is the only one who was sent to jail, the only banker who was sent to jail by the Justice Department. At the same time, the chief architect and engineer of this entire scandal, Martin Leishti, he's a Swiss citizen, he was the one who ran this whole operation in all of the Americas, including the United States. The Justice Department sat quietly as he pled the Fifth Amendment before the U.S. Senate Subcommittee on Permanent Investigations, and then let him go back to Switzerland. And he was given immunity from the Justice Department. How do I know that? Martin Leishti shot his mouth off in Switzerland and has told people that he was given immunity from the Justice Department. This is the one who organized this entire illegal effort and orchestrated it. And he's given immunity. It's absurd.
Douglas Birkenfeld, just to restate, because it's quite shocking, your brother exposed one of the biggest frauds we've seen. That has allowed the U.S. government to reclaim more than $750 million. He sits behind bars, and has anyone who perpetrated this fraud served any time?
No. In fact, the bank itself was given a deferred prosecution agreement. That is, the Justice Department agreed not to prosecute them if they would just give the names of, there were 19,000 accounts. They want the names. And they said, if you give us the names, then we won't prosecute you. Well, they're dragging their feet on giving some of the names. They've said, well, we'll give you 4,400 names or so. And the Justice Department said, we won't prosecute you. They've given immunity to Martin Leishdy. They also gave immunity to one of Martin Leishdy's underlings. His name is Michel Guignard. They haven't really gone after anybody else. What they did do was really disingenuous. They have indicted one or two senior executives in Switzerland, Swiss citizens. But those people were born in Switzerland. They live in Switzerland. They're not going to be extradited. And the Justice Department knows that. These are empty gestures. The Swiss government does not extradite their own citizens for tax offenses. So this is a complete sham. They gave immunity to the lower rank middle management people who were running the show, and the people at the very top, they give these empty indictments to make it look as though they're being rough and tough guys over at the Justice Department, but these people will never walk into this country, they'll never be in a courtroom in this country, and they know it.
Douglas Birkenfeld, what's the message? Your brother Bradley sits behind bars, he blew the whistle, you're at a conference here for whistleblowers. What's the message that gets sent by sticking your brother behind bars?
If message sending is the motivation behind this, you would have to ask the Bush appointees who were serving in the tax division of the Justice Department at the time. Those are the people who lied to him and also who charged him and who gave immunity to the people who were running the operation. So the message, first of all, would be, can you really trust appointees in the Bush Department of Justice, who are still there, by the way? Can you trust them? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I wouldn't, if anybody is having any dealings with those people, I would recommend against it strongly at this point. And there's a further point that I'd like to make about this. Why are these people still there? I'll tell you why they're still there. There is a logjam in President Obama's appointments in the Justice Department. All of these appointments are being held up. So all of these department heads are not there. So what you have is you have the Bush holdovers running the show still at this late date. They're like a bunch of holdover tenants trashing the place and, more importantly, trashing the Constitution.
How do you feel today accepting an award on behalf of your brother, Daniel Ellsberg, who leaked the Pentagon Papers is here, and Colleen Rowley is here? You're amidst so many whistleblowers. Are you proud of your brother?
Oh, I'm very proud of my brother, and I'm honored to be in the presence of those people you just mentioned. I think for my brother, he basically brought and will bring over $1 billion, that's billion with a B, dollars into the United States Treasury to the benefit of this country and the taxpayers of this country. And it's tough to put a price on that in terms of pride.
A lot of the folks you're mentioning at the Department of Justice remain from the Bush years, but it is a new White House, and Obama is president. Where does your brother currently stand as far as his sentence, and is there any call for him to be released?
Well, yes, he was given a sentence of 40 months in a minimum security facility, and there is presently a formal request, written request for clemency on President Obama's desk. It has been submitted. It was actually submitted on tax day, April 15, for his consideration. It is voluminous. It shows his cooperation. It shows how he came forward, how he initiated contact with the United States government about this, and how the U.S. government had no clue as to what was going on in this regard until he came forward, and all the benefits that the U.S. government is appreciating now as a result of his efforts. And when you put that in the context of everything else I've just told you, I think it's a pretty strong argument that he ought to be given some consideration on this petition. And I think the other people, if people want to sign on in their support of this petition, they should go to whistleblowers.org and sign on for their support for this petition and send letters to their representatives. If you go to the website there, you'll see it. It's very easy to do.
Douglas Birkenfeld, any final thoughts as today you accepted, on behalf of your brother Bradley Birkenfeld, Tax Whistleblower of the Year Award from the National Whistleblowers Assembly, which is presented by the Government Accountability Project, which is an amazing organization. Any final thoughts you might have?
Well, I just I have a lot of appreciation for the people who gave this award, who thought he was worthy of the award. And I just want to express my appreciation on my brother's behalf for their consideration.
Thanks so much.